Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Yep, the dude said it, and I'm repeating it. There it is, 2.08 p.m. right now on Tuesday. It's 2.08 on 2/8/2022. How about that? But I got to tell you, let me move towards my comments, my opening monologue. Every single day I do this right after I do the triple dipper. There's a story breaking right now from a couple of angles. It appears that there is credible evidence, and I stress credible because politics creates more rumors than a Peyton Place bridge club. Credible evidence that the Capitol Police in our nation's Capitol building have been conducting surveillance operations on members of Congress and their constituents. Oh, boy. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But when I read that story, I suddenly had this flashback to a movie. It's a Jim Carrey movie. I don't typically care for Jim Carrey as a general rule, but this one flick he made was kind of out of character for him. You may have seen it. It's called The Truman Show. It was a story about a man named Truman, and they actually filmed it right down the road in Seaside. Here in, is that Alabama or northern Florida? Either way, it's right down the road from us. So the story went in The Truman Show movie that from his birth, Truman became the unknowing centerpiece of a reality show. He lived in a world that he did not know was fabricated. All the characters in his life, his friends, his family, his co-workers, they were all cast members. Every single day was contrived. People were dropped into his life and became a part of it. And in the movie, it was a fixation the world over as people spent countless hours just watching the everyday events of Truman. It also became really sad when you began to realize the extent to which mind games were played on him by the infamous director named Christo and his scriptwriters to stoke fears and pique emotions just to keep him in the positions that they wanted him in for the show. The greater goal in the show became the ratings and the endorsements until the day came that Truman, now a grown man, began to get sort of suspicious of the occasional mix-up on the set or the characters that were accidentally caught out of character. As you watch the movie, you couldn't help but feel sorry for a guy who has no say in the events of his life and who has absolutely no privacy, none whatsoever. Every corner of his life had a hidden camera and a microphone. If he whispers to his girlfriend, the world knows it. If he dreams of a vacation, they write up a script that convinces him what a bad idea that would be. If he sings in the shower, reads a book, drinks a soda, it's all about the product placement for the sponsors. Everyone has an angle. Everyone's a manipulator. Everyone stands to gain from Truman except Truman. It is the complete loss of privacy for the benefit of others. Can you imagine? Well, some can. So in today's surveillance state, there's a complete loss of anonymity. Privacy is difficult to maintain sometimes. For instance, if someone wants to tag you, they can. Criminals do it regularly. Just recently, I had a family member of mine that got a notification on her iPhone that someone had begun tracking her with an Apple AirPod. That's basically a small device you can put on your car, your briefcase, or whatever, so if you lose it, you can track it down. Except that criminals are now using them to drop in a lady's purse or a gym bag and then follow them discreetly to their homes. It's scary stuff, man. Criminals know how to walk past you in the grocery store and scan the data off your phone to include passwords. And they can do it to some credit cards, but as holding a device next to your wallet pocket while you're on a crowded subway train. But those are criminals. We expect that from lawbreakers. And, you know, there's reason to always take precautions. Keep your head on a swivel, know your surroundings, and have a plan to hurt somebody else before they can hurt you. But what we don't expect to see is that kind of thing from our government, from the same people who are sworn to uphold and defend the Constitution. It starts with red light cameras, you know, small, here's a small example. Those insidious little devices, those red light cameras that take a picture of you as you drive by and then send you a picture in the mail months later telling you to pay a fine or risk a warrant. No accuser to confront, just a moneymaker for the local municipality. Well, it ramps up from there with data from our phones being subject to seizure from the phone companies. Or medical data required to be shown just to eat in a restaurant in some places. COVID testing to get on an airplane. And it becomes a slippery slope of what we must display in our private lives to be allowed to do public things. But one of the things that's supposed to be the hallmark of a free and open democracy is the ability to converse with our elected officials, to know that we have access because they are truly representatives of us in the halls of government. Well, this week a dangerous and ugly precedent may have been exposed, and there's still much to learn, but this much I do know. Congressman Troy Nehls of Texas, he posted a statement on social media stating that Capitol Police had illegally entered his office dressed as construction workers. Yeah, you heard me. And while there, the congressman asserts they took photographs of legislative papers and began grilling his staff as to certain meetings that he had had. Now, these Capitol Police had actually come in while the House was in recess under the belief the office was empty and they were discovered by an employee. His belief, and I agree, is this is a complete violation of what is known as the Speech and Debate Clause of Article 1, Section 6 of the Constitution. Did they have a warrant? Apparently not. Did they request entry? Apparently not. Does this smack of totalitarianism? Quite so. And the plot thickens with another story that came out today. 33 House Republicans, as of today, have sent a letter to Speaker Pelosi. She's in charge of the Capitol Police, mind you. Calling for an investigation into what are believed to be widespread surveillance abuses by the Capitol Police. The letter states that the Capitol Police are surveilling members of Congress, congressional staff, and their Capitol visitors. It alleges the Capitol Police have been found to be monitoring the online activities of congressional staff and individuals who meet with their congressmen, even reviewing property tax information to learn who owns the properties where meetings have taken place, and then reviewing online information to determine whether there could be contacts with foreign individuals. Now, some would claim this level of police state action is just all necessary in the name of security. Insurrection is still a buzzword, you know, for many in the Capitol. We must be safe. We must know your business. Privacy be danged. The greater good demands it. In fact, what this does, though, is it puts a chilling effect on the ability of members of Congress to hold meetings with concerned constituents, business interests, or for that matter, just to grill out with their friends when they're home from D.C. It's absolutely unconscionable, and it represents a flagrant disrespect for the ability of duly elected members of Congress to conduct business, the business they are sworn to conduct, by assuming a lack of integrity upon them without any probable cause. If this is true, if this pans out to be what it appears to be, then Nancy Pelosi will have fallen further from grace. She'll be nothing more than the infamous Director Christo from The Truman Show. So keep your eyes open and smile for the camera, y'all. That's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, it's true. The surveillance state is really something when you stop and look at it. They say that in London, it is the most surveilled city in the world. London. Cameras on every single corner pointing in all directions. Folks, but it gets different when they actually invade the space of you talking to your congressman just to find out why and who you are. And what do we know about you? I'm just saying, you know what Ben Franklin said too, those who would be willing to give up a bit of their security for a bit of safety deserve neither. Well, more of that. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.